And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Overwhelmed rescue teams in Turkey and Syria continue to search for signs of life in the rubble of thousands of buildings toppled by a catastrophic earthquake. The confirmed death toll from Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake surpassed 15,000 people on Thursday. While teams from more than two dozen countries have local emergency personnel on the ground, the scale and scope of destruction from the earthquake and its powerful aftershocks was so immense that many people are still awaiting help. Many Syrian refugees fled conflict in their homeland of Turkey, only to die in this week's devastating disaster. They're returning in body bags, but their grief-stricken relatives cannot cross the border with them. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
They fled Syria's war, only to die among many thousands of others in the earthquake that struck southern Turkey and northern Syria this week. Usama Abdulrazak pulled his sister's body from the rubble in the Turkish city of Antakya.
She was pregnant in her final month. She was supposed to give birth in 2 days. She was supposed to go into labor. We pulled her out of the rubble, and her children are still under the rubble.
Local authorities will admit the dead into Aleppo province, but not their living relatives.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Australia's Defense Department will remove surveillance cameras made by companies linked to the Chinese Communist Party from its buildings. The Australian newspaper reported Thursday that at least 913 cameras and video recorders from the Hikvision and Daiwa companies are in Australian government and agency offices. James Patterson, the cybersecurity spokesman for the opposition Liberal Party, said the cameras represent a potential threat to Australia's national security.
So we would have no way of knowing if the sensitive information, images and audio collected by these devices are secretly being sent back to China against the interests of Australian citizens.
This is VOA News. The United States and Britain both announced back in November that they were removing Chinese-made cameras and surveillance equipment from their government buildings. The United States held briefings in Washington and Beijing with foreign diplomats from foreign nations about the Chinese spy balloon shot down by a U.S. jet fighter last Saturday. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Who's responsible for that? China is.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday that the United States shared information it obtained about China's spy balloon with dozens of countries around the world. Information the U.S. says demonstrates that it was not a weather balloon, as Beijing has claimed, but an airship that was used for espionage. Said Chinese spy balloons have flown over several other countries, too.
That was Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Nuclear-armed North Korea unveiled what could be a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile during a nighttime parade. That's according to analysts on Thursday, citing commercial satellite imagery. North Korea held a widely anticipated military parade on Wednesday, an event expected to showcase the country's latest weapons to mark the founding anniversary of its army. The country's state media had not reported on the parade as of Wednesday night, but satellite imagery from the U.S.-based firm Maxar Technologies showed military vehicles and crowds in Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square. European Union leaders are to meet Thursday for a summit dominated by migration, the economy, and Ukraine. Reports suggest President Volodymyr Zelensky, who arrived in London on Wednesday, may attend the Brussels summit in person. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
The EU's two-day summit comes ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and days after top EU officials held a summit with President Zelensky in Kyiv. Zelensky wants several things from the Europeans: to speed up Ukraine's bid to join the EU, more weapons ahead of an expected Russian offensive, and more sanctions against Moscow. Brussels is also expected to unveil a 10th sanctions package against Moscow later this month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And Brazilian authorities have launched an operation to reclaim indigenous territory from thousands of illegal gold miners who have contaminated rivers and brought famine and disease to one of the most isolated populations of the world. Dozens of illegal gold miners are fleeing the region, a difficult trip that can take days on foot through the Amazon forest. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.